Welcome again to another segment of Transformation for Success and Transformation for Change. We define success as the progressive realization of a worthy ideal, because success means different things to different people. For a mother, success is looking after those kids and helping them achieve their God-given potential. To that business, success means making profit. To a teacher, success is about inspiring young minds to greatness. And so success means different things to different people. And so for me, success is inspiring millions and changing lives and inspiring each one to greatness. That is how I define success. And therefore, when you succeed, I succeed. You know, in fact, let me make a confession here. I have an addiction, and my addiction is to see everybody I come into contact with succeed big time. I was born to help people to succeed. I was born to help you fulfill your potential. And so one of the things that keep me awake at night is, how can I help you be successful? Because each one needs all of us. Today, I want to speak on the subject, commit yourself to achieving success. You see, when you commit, the results follow. When you commit to an ideal, when you commit to a goal, the results follow. When you commit and you take actions on your goals, on your desires, on your objectives, on your mission, on your vision, you will succeed. You see, over the years, I have watched so many people give up. It's so easy to give up because it's the easiest thing to do. You don't have to work hard to give up. You just throw in the towel. And I've seen millions around the nations of the world. I've seen a lot of Africans give up, and they have the excuses for giving up. It's so easy to give up. You know, when I was a young boy, we had this fine gentleman who regularly visited with my parents. I greatly admired how polished he was, and he carried himself around with an air of exclusiveness. On one occasion, I went to listen to him speak, and he did such a fantastic job that all I wanted was to be like him when I grew up. My dad gave him the position of general manager in his fishing business, and he did very, very well. He just did great. For some reason, though, this gentleman never progressed in his speaking career, and he finally gave up on life. The last I heard of him was that he had lost his eyesight and now needed help to go around. What had gone wrong for this man who had great potential, many opportunities and possibilities, so talented and with much ability? What really, really went wrong? Somebody said, it's not how you start, but it's how you finish. It appears something went wrong with this gentleman. I hope your future will not be like this gentleman, somebody with significant potential, somebody who can do so much, who can be a blessing to a lot of people, but finally giving up. What made this gentleman give up and finally threw in the towel and was now wasting away? The story of this gentleman is very, very sad. Great potential, great speaker. When he speaks, you just want to hear him. When he walks around, you just look at him and say, here is one fine gentleman. But you know, he lost it all. Why did that happen? The story of this gentleman represents millions of people around the globe who have given up for one reason or another. Your business may not have gone the way you envisaged and is at a standstill or even falling apart. Or your speaking career may not have progressed as you hoped. You may even be a leader who is being choked by internal organizational politics, or the person with great ideas who is not able to leverage the ideas for the good of the business because the boss is sitting on those ideas or feeling insecure for whatever reason. You know, my suggestion to you is not to throw in the towel, but rather to continue nurturing what you want to do and accomplish. Time ripens all things. It's very, very easy to give up. I remember years ago, I was helping a university in Africa set up, and I recruited the lecturers and got the university up and running. But for some reason, the directors of the university thought maybe they need a Caucasian or a white guy to lead the charge. So they sent somebody to me to come tell me that, you know what, George, we would want you to step down as the vice chancellor for the university so that we can get this white guy to lead the university. So you can imagine what went through my mind, setting the university up, doing all the good stuff, getting the students, getting the lecturers. Things were all happening. We were on radio, we were on television, trying to sell the universities, done all that. And they said they need a white face to get the job done. So I became the deputy vice chancellor and let this white get the job done. You see, I could have given up and said, you know what? what, life is unfair, let me just give up and just do my own things. I stayed, did what I needed to do, and moved on. You know, life a lot of times will throw you a curveball, but don't give up on your dreams. The experience in the university helped me realize that there are good things in me, there are great things that I can contribute to, and that formed the foundation for some of the things I'm doing. So irrespective of the challenges life throws at you, irrespective of the things that you go through, continue to commit yourself to achieving success. You see, when you commit to focusing on what you want and off the things that you don't want, the time will come when you will look back and be grateful that you never gave in to the challenges and obstacles. Make up your mind to commit, no matter the temptation to give up, because like I said, so many people give up so easily. I discovered a while ago that the easiest thing to do is to give up, and it's small wonder that we have scores of people giving up every single day. Don't be one of those people adding to this sad statistic of people giving up left, right, and center because this has not gone well, people quitting jobs because of the struggles, the challenges, and all that, people leaving relationships because, you know, they can't stay in to work it out. Don't quit. Commit to achieving success in every area of your life. Don't throw in the towel yet, because you are closer than you think. So what are you committed to? What have you made up your mind to commit to? What are those things that you want to achieve in your lifetime? How have you demonstrated your commitment? What are those things you do on a daily basis to move you in the direction of what you want to accomplish? You need to commit to achieving success, because if you don't, the vicissitudes will come, the challenges will come, things will be tough going, and you will like to quit. You know, those who quit don't succeed. Those who succeed stay the course. And I want to suggest that you need to commit yourself to achieving whatever success you want to achieve. You need to commit yourself to all the things that you want to achieve in life. And when you commit yourself to achieving success, taking the actions every single day, doing the things that you need to do, you will be successful. So why is commitment so hard? Because we live in an era of what we call a microwave generation, instant coffee generation. People want things to happen just like that. And that is why a lot of people are being conned out of their money, because they want to be successful overnight. From my experience, success doesn't happen overnight. Yes, there may be one or two people who became sensational success overnight. There may be one or two people, but that is not the norm. Few people can become internet sensations overnight, can become music sensations overnight. But you know, life is not all that way. So it takes commitment. It takes working every single day in the direction of your dreams to achieve the success you want to achieve. So when you commit to achieving success, you will achieve it. Yes, the struggles will come. Yes, the difficulties will be there. But commitment is key to achieving the success you want in life. So commit yourself to do something different. Commit yourself to do the things that you need to accomplish this week. Commit to achieve your goals. Commit to take those actions. Commit to do those activities you need to do so that you can move in the direction of your goals. So commit yourself to achieving the success you need to design the life you want and live the life you imagine. Have a fantastic week. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Make the commitment to be the best you can be. Make the commitment to give the best you can to your loved ones. Make a commitment to stay focused. Make the commitment to live the life you've imagined. See you again next week.